Well, Bernie Sanders still holds a commanding lead in polls nationally ahead of Super Tuesday voting tomorrow. But with so many other candidates still in the race and those who just dropped out, as we heard, there are questions about whether Sanders will be able to secure enough delegates to win the nomination outright. And that's fueling talk of superdelegates backing a surprise candidate at the party convention this summer. Joining us now is superdelegate and Congressman Steve Cohen, a Democrat from Tennessee, one of the states holding its primary tomorrow. And Congressman Cohen, just to get an understanding of how this works, superdelegates are party leaders who, according to new rules, which were championed by Sanders' campaign back in 2016, are only allowed to vote if there's a contested nomination at the convention in July. Do you really think it will come down to that?
Well, I think it could. I mean, Bernie Sanders has a lot of support, and he's gotten, I think, the second most number of votes of anybody so far in this primary season. But it could come down to that. It depends, you know, what happens with Bloomberg, what happens with some other candidates, like as Tom Steyer and Pete Buttigieg decided to give up their campaigns. If others do that, it'll be a one-on-one race, and it could be the number of delegates they've got to this date that stop somebody. But if they all drop out, I think somebody might have a majority by the time it gets to the convention. If they'd all stayed in, I think it's less likely.
Yeah, you mentioned billionaire Tom Steyer and former Mayor Pete Buttigieg dropping out of the race. But would that drive enough Democrats and therefore delegates to Sanders specifically?
Well, I don't know if it does that or not. You know, Steyer is certainly playing the role of an outsider, but a billionaire outsider, which is a kind of a comfortable place to be an outsider. And Buttigieg was pretty much a moderate. He started more liberal, became more moderate. So I don't see where it drives more votes to Sanders. Joe Biden was a vice president who was in the area that the Buttigieg supporters might find as the right candidate. But I don't know. You know, you have to get this 15% minimum to get any votes at all. I'm not positive where those votes go if nobody else gets 15%, if they go to the top vote getter or if they're just uncommitted or what happens. But I think Biden needs to get to the 15% threshold, and this will help him do that and get more support. And those votes then will not go to Senator Sanders or be considered uncommitted.
You've expressed some support for nominating U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown at the convention if Sanders does not win the 1,991 delegates needed to win the nomination. Why would you do that?
Well, Sherrod Brown is, I think, one of the finest people we've got in Washington. He is an outstanding senator. He's had a great career from state legislator to, I believe he had a statewide office as well, and then to Congress and then to the Senate. He knows the Midwest, he knows working people, and he's progressive. And his wife's
Sanders
a journalist.
Sanders is progressive,
so that's a good
too.
Thing. Well, and Sherrod's younger, too. And I think there are issues about both Vice President Biden and Senator Sanders' age. Sherrod's in his 60s, and I encouraged him to take the vice presidency if it was offered in the 2016. And he said he didn't want to be vice president. And I think that was admirable. A lot of people do it for advancement. He's not there for advancement. He's there to serve the people of Ohio and the Senate. And then this year, I've encouraged him to run for president. So I don't really foresee nominating Sherrod Brown because I think we'll end up with a choice of Vice President Biden or Senator Sanders. And my expressing that in that interview was more of the respect I have for Senator Sherrod Brown, who I think is, and a lot of people tell me that's who they like. He's that would be a phenomenal candidate.
You know, there's been lots of pontificating. There's been lots of talk about Michelle Obama being nominated for vice president as a unifying ticket. She said it's not something that she's interested in or would ever do. But I'm just wondering from you, would you say that's a sign really of desperation among Democrats?
Well, I don't think it's desperation, but I do think that my former state Senate colleague, Bill Owen, is who floated Michelle. I don't think Michelle would ever run. But I think there's a feeling among Democratic office holders that the number one priority is to beat Donald Trump. The number two priority is to keep the House and gain the Senate. I think there's a much better chance of doing that with Vice President Biden at the head of the ticket. It's just a question of whether or not you think that some Senator Sanders supporters would go to the position that some think they went to in 2016 and sit it out or vote for Jill Stein, or if you'd pick up more moderate housewife Republicans, women, who don't like Trump and his choice of language and attacks on people and women specifically. And if you'd pick them up, and then that would counter the loss on the Sanders side. But that's what a lot of my colleagues think. And I think that they're thinking correctly, that it would jeopardize a lot of the gains we made in 2018, and it might jeopardize the entire House majority. And I think we've got a shot at getting the Senate. we've got a real good shot in Arizona. We've got a good shot in Colorado. We've got a shot in North Carolina and in Kansas where we could pick up seats. And that would make such a difference, because otherwise Mitch McConnell will stop whatever Senator Sanders or Vice President Biden or Amy Klobuchar tries to do as president.
So much to watch for. That's Representative Steve Cohen, Democrat from Tennessee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.